Ms. Trautenberg, thank you so much for that statement, your willingness to serve, and again, for your work over many years here in the Senate and working in the Department of Transportation. So I have a basic question we ask all nominees. If you are confirmed, will you pledge to work collaboratively with this committee, provide thorough and timely response to our request for information, and work together to address important policy issues?
I pledge to do so.
Thank you. I mentioned sound transit. I think this is a good place to start, given your past years of experience. We're experiencing a $1 billion shortfall. The problem is, you know, this program originally was intended to build a spine up and down Puget Sound from Tacoma to Everett, and obviously various things have changed along the pandemic has left us with a big shortfall. And so to be connected. So do you believe we need to provide additional transit agencies nationwide with revenues to help deal with the shortfall from the pandemic? And what do you think we can do to help give tools to these agencies so they continue their important work and make sure these projects are completed?
Thanks for that question, Madam Chair. And look, it's no question the pandemic has had a devastating effect, not only on the transit agencies in big cities like Seattle and New York, but in rural transit agencies too. The plummeting ridership, the need to invest in more, you know, sanitation protocols and cleaning protocols and workforce protection has left a lot of transit agencies reeling. I know that Congress has already, in some of its relief packages, taken some great steps to help the transit agencies recover. I think we will probably need to continue to work together on that. We certainly, just as you're mentioning in Sound Transit, we don't want to see important capital projects derailed for all these systems all over the country. It would be very hard to come back and make up that lost ground. And I know the department has a role to play in making sure we help to keep these projects moving to be as, you know, efficient and streamlined as we can so we don't lose ground.
Thank you. We must also address multimodal freight bottlenecks, such as the West Seattle Bridge replacement, the I-5 bridge replacement, which connects Washington and Oregon, the Apple Capital Loop in Wenatchee. These are major infrastructure investments that also need support. So do you support increasing the freight infrastructure program or lifting the caps that they have on the limits of multimodal projects?
I certainly do, Senator. Something we actually got to work together on in the Obama administration. And, you know, one of the key areas that bring together so many parts of the country, I think during the pandemic, you know, certainly it hit home for all of us how absolutely crucial our supply chain was, our need to move freight to make sure we were keeping our supermarkets stocked, our industries moving in these challenging times. You know, really look forward to working with you all on that. I think there's a lot more we can do to strengthen the nation's freight network and make sure we sort of remain in a position of you know, dominant global competitiveness when it comes to our supply chains.
A related issue, I believe, is at-grade crossings. We have 128,000 public railroad crossings in the United States, 62% of which are in rural communities, and they are also a gateway to moving these products. Do you think we need to make some changes or dedicated funding to help relieve some of the challenges we're facing with safety and capacity at our railroad crossings?
Would certainly like to work with you all on that. I mean, I know there are two elements, particularly as, you know, freight movement on trains. The trains have gotten longer, and that poses both safety challenges, and we are still losing too many lives in this country at grade crossings, and also just for communities bisected by those long freight trains and how that can, you know, slow down travel and impact emergency responses. So, yes, certainly an area we should work together and make investments.
And one of our other issues we have to deal with is obviously the impact on transportation on our salmon population in the Northwest. So as we're building highway projects, we want to make sure that the environmental impacts of these infrastructures are also considered. So I hope you'll work with us on those issues and continuing the efforts of mitigation.
You have my commitment to do
so. Thank you. Senator Wicker.